let's complete, Emirat Hashem, our discussion about Pe'ulas Atzmo. And this is based on the Sugya Yevamos that discusses Anusas Atzmo, Mefutas Atzmo. And yesterday we mentioned that there are four different shitos in the Rishonim about Anusas Atzmo, Mefutas Atzmo, and it's all based on the Gemara in Yevamos Nun Tesam it based the Machlok Shri Rav Huna Marav against Rav Hashi. So the four shitas are the following. The Rashba shita is that when it says in the Gemara Lo Yisa, we're talking about an Isa Doraisa, and when it says that Lo Yotzi means he doesn't have to divorce his wife. So the Torah only prohibits him l'chatchila from marrying this woman. If he has to be motzi her, that's only midrabbanan. Min haTorah mutar l'kayma. That was the shita of the Rashba. We explained that the Rashba holds that in the case of anusas atzmo, the isar on the kohen gadol is only an isar aseh. And Emirat Hashem will emphasize that again today. Then we have the Shita of the Ramban, that because of this Isra Aseh, it's not just a Bittul Aseh, a Kiyum Aseh, but it's also an Isra Aseh, therefore he has to divorce his wife after the Nisuin, and that's a Doraisa Halacha, but there's no Chalolos. Then we have the Rambam, who goes a step further and says not only is he enjoined from marrying this woman, and he has to divorce her, but on top of that, the Vlad is a Chol. Then we had the fourth Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That was on the top of page Kuf Yud Beis. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Isur Lechatchila, in the case of Be'ulas Atzmo, is only Mirabbanan. And on a Doraisa level, there is no Isur. And the reason for that is because, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Iser of Be'ula only applies to Be'ulas Achirim, Al Yidei Achir, but not to Be'ulas Atzmo. The whole enterprise of the Iser Be'ulas Atzmo is only Derabbanan. And we pointed out that Rabbeinu Tam could not accept in our sugya. Here in Ksubas Daf Lamed, the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel says that when the Gemara says Ikar Beinayu Kohen Gadol LeBeula Beula LeKohen Gadol, says Rabbeinu Chananel it's Beulas Atzma. Now the Gemara says it's Ein Ruy LeKayma. How could that be? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Ruy LeKayma Min HaTorah. And it could be that Rashi rejects Rabbeinu Chananel for that very reason, namely because he holds, like Rabbeinu Tam, like his Einikel, that on a Doraisa level there is no Iser Ve'ulas Atzmo. And then we got to an analysis of this Machlokas. And this is towards the end of Kuf Yud Beis, Os Pei Aleph. Now part of this, most of this, we were able to understand, but at the end, we lost it a little bit. So maybe today we'll be able to understand. The question is the following. What's included in the pasuk Ve'isha Bibsuleo Yikach? And the answer to that is there are two different dimensions that are included or generated by this pasuk, this requirement of Isha Bibsuleo Yikach. Number one is what we call a mitzvah saseh. The Kohen Gadol is enjoined to marry a woman who is a Bisula. More than that, if he marries a woman who's not a Bisula, then he was mevatel that mitzvah saseh. Similar to a person who takes a lulav and instead of shaking it on Yotif, he rips it to shreds. That's called a bitul aseh. Then there's another dimension to this pasuk, and that is an iser, a lav haba mechal eseh. And here the Torah is saying besula velo beula. The los aseh is velo beula. The eseh is besula. The nafkamina is going to be these two cases of Mukas Eitz and what do you say?
And
Bogeris. And Bogeris, right. In those two cases, she's not a Basula, but she's not a Ba'ula. Therefore, the essay would apply, which would obligate the Kohen Gadol to marry a different woman, because he's not marrying a Basula in these cases. But on the other hand, there's no violation of the Isur Lav HaBamachal essay because she's not a Ba'ula. So she fits into that, you know, middle category, the excluded middle, you know, the Bein HaShvashos, which is not a Ba'ula, but she's not a Basula.
Bogeris means, what is that?
After the age of 12 and a half.
After the age of that's all.
That's all it means. Right? Now, how does this all impact on Ba'ulas Atzmo? Pashtus, we would say that in Ba'ulas Atzmo, we're left with both dimensions, both an essay and a Lav HaBamachal essay. However, there is a possibility of saying that there's an analogy, an equation here between Ba'ulas Atzmo and Bogeres or Mukas Eitz. Namely, that we're left with an essay without a Lav HaBamachal essay. And this seems to be the shita of Rav Ashi. Because if you remember in the Yevamos on Daf Nun Testament Beis, Rav Ashi said, so far Lios Bogeres Tachtov, so far Lios Mukas Eitz Tachtov, and applying it to Be'ula Tachtov, so far Lios Be'ula Tachtov, which he interprets as Maidi Ovad Ovad, which means that in the case of Be'ulas Atzmo, the Bittul essay is only at that one moment when he marries this woman who is Be'ulas Atzmo and she's not a Basula. However, Rav Ashi, by equating Be'ulas Atzmo to Bogeres and Mukas Eitz, is establishing that there's no Iser Asay because Sofa Lios Be'ula Be'ula Tachtov. In other words, what we're saying is, according to Rav Ashi, what's the difference between this Be'ila and the next Be'ila? They're both the same Boel. So to say that there's an Iser Be'ula by virtue of his Be'ila, which that would be very paradoxical, because eventually he's going to have a Be'ila with her, which is certainly permissible. So what difference to make this Be'ila and that Be'ila within the context of making her into a Be'ula? It's always the same Boel. He's always the Boel who's making her into Be'ula in the case of Atzmo. And therefore, all we're left with here is a Bittul Aseh. And just like in the cases of Mukas Eitz and Bogeres, we said that since you're only left with a Bittul Aseh, then we're going to apply the principle of Maida Hava Hava, Maida Ovid Ovid. He's already married to her. Now again, you and I could have said otherwise, could have said that he has to marry a Basula. He didn't marry a Basula. She's not a Basula. So what's the logic of Maida Ovid Ovid? And again, it does seem that according to everybody, in the case of Mukas Eitz and Bogeres, if he married her, we can recognize that marriage. But what happened to the Aseh? So in a certain sense, we're saying the Aseh means he should not remain unmarried. He's got to be married. He has to have a wife. Now, who is the wife that he should take? Well, that's a Basula. But even if he didn't take a Basula, he got married. So there's no new chiyuv imposed on him to get married. So the Bittul Aseh is completely concentrated and focused on the moment that he marries this Mukas Eitz, this Bogeres, or this Be'ulas Atzmo. That moment is the moment of Bittul Aseh. But if you ask me, does he have to get married to someone else? Does he have to divorce this woman and marry another woman who's a Basula? No. The answer is no. Whatever essay he had, he messed up. He was mevatel that essay. But there's no new essay now that is going to... It's not like an ongoing essay, like we gave the example of the Dalad Minim. So if you didn't take the Dalad Minim in the morning, then there's an ongoing chiv, take it in the afternoon. Here, the focus, the kiyum of the mitzvah is that one marriage. that he should marry a Basula. If he married a Ba'ula, okay, he gave up on that mitzvah. That mitzvah's gone. It's history. There's no longer an ongoing chiyuv. It's a one-shot deal. And this leads us to an analysis of the various shittas about Ba'ulas Atzmo, and that's on the top of page Kuf Yud Gimel. We start with the shita of Rav. Rav says that he's not allowed to marry this woman. And why is that so? Because the Torah enjoins him to marry a Basula. And since she's Bulas Atzmo, she's not a Basula. In that sense, it's no different than Bogeres and Mukaseitz. The Kohen Gadol is enjoined from marrying this kind of a woman. She's not a Basula. Oh, now he married her. Shall we say, well, he was Mavatel Aseh, Maidi Ovid Ovid? Or shall we assume that there's an ongoing lav, what we call the lav HaBomachal Esei, and he's not allowed to remain married to her? So according to the Shita of, for example, Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Doraisa requirement to divorce. So not only that, according to the Rashba, likewise, there's no Doraisa Isa that he's violating that would force him to divorce her. And if we're going to require a get, it's only Midi Rabbanon. But then we get to the Ramban and to the Rambam. According to those two Shitos, he has to be Motziyam Birget Minat Torah. And the Rambam goes even a step further and he says the beer would create Chalolos. So what we're saying here is that according to that Shita, we're not going to apply the principle of Sofalios Ba'ula Tachtov, because here the Ba'ula was before Nisuin. And that Be'ila was a Bilas Nus. When he says Bilas Nus here, what he means is it's outside the framework of marriage, of Isha. See, he doesn't mean to say it's a Bilas Nus in the sense of it makes her into a Zona. No. The Isha here of a Pnuya is identical to the Kohen Gadol and to anyone else. So that's not going to generate Chalolos. You can only generate Chalolos when there's a specific Kahuna Isur. Here there's no Kahuna Isur. But you cannot compare the Be'ilah of Tachtov to the Be'ilah before he married him. The Be'ilah before he married is a Be'ilah Nus. The Be'ilah Tachtov is a Be'ilah Ishus. So you're not going to be able to remove the Lav HaBomachal essay by saying, well, it's okay because eventually she's going to be a Be'ilah Tachtov. No. What do you mean a Be'ilah Tachtov? That's a different type of Be'ilah Tachtov. That's a Be'ilah Tachtov of Ishus. We're talking about a Be'ilah Lav Tachtov, meaning Anusas Atzo, Refutas Atzo, before Kedushin, before Ishus. And in that case, the Be'ilah is a Be'ilah Nus. You can't say Sofa Lios Be'ilah Tachtov with regard to Be'ilah Nus, because the Be'ilah Tachtov is not going to be, is anything but a Be'ilah Nus. It's in fact of Ishus. So the Torah is basically saying to the Kohen Gadol that he should not remain married to a Ba'ula, because the Iser is not just being Mavatal the essay, but there's also a Lava Mamachal essay, which the Torah says that this Ba'ula is not for you, and therefore you have to divorce her. Now, in the paragraph that starts Ulebir Zeh, Tzorach Iyun Gadol, my parach maishna mi esei de mitzvi vadomi. The Gemara initially in the Havamina equates Be'ulas Atzmo with mitzvi and adomi. In the case of mitzvi adomi, we said it creates mamzerus. Why shouldn't the same be true, even though it's only an essay? But kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael, according to Rabbi Akiva, Vlad Mamzer. So now we're trying to find a case where there's no Vlad Mamzer, and that's going to be the case of Bulas Atzmo. And now we have to ask the following question: well, what's the difference between Bu'ula on the one hand and Mitzri Vadomi on the other hand? Well, Lechora, there's no equation whatsoever, because If we hold that in the case of Be'ulas Atzmo, there's no Lava Bomachal essay, it's only a Bittul essay, and that Bittul essay is only the moment that he marries the B'shas Nesu'in. Therefore, what we're going to say is that Yesh Bahavaya, there's no Mamzeris, there's no Eat Fisas Kedushin in this case, because the whole question is the Nesu'in itself. There's no ongoing Isur beyond the Nesu'in, according to the Shita of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam. And what was the equation here? Then he says that even according to the Ramban, it's not so simple. The Ramban holds that Minat Torah Motziya Beget, so that seems to be a real Lav HaBomachal essay, that he's not allowed to have a relationship with a Ba'ula. Just that the Ramban alleviates the Chalolos here. So then once again, we're going to ask the following question. What was Gemara's equation here between Be'ulas Atzmo and Misri and Adomi? After all, in the case of Be'ulas Atzmo, we're dealing with a Lav HaBomachal essay. The E Amrina Bozes Sofolios Be'ula Tachto Bishmochi Eino Cholol. If you're going to tell me that the Svara of Sofolios Be'ulas Tachto is going to ameliorate, is going to relieve the chalolus, to lo dami lealmana lekohen gadol, that this is a unique case because sofalios beula tachtav, and therefore there's no chalolus. If that's the Rabban shita, kein ein bo zeh isur aseh. And here's where we got stuck yesterday. What do you mean ein bo zeh isur aseh? The Rabban says that he has to be megarish of minat Torah, which means that there's an ongoing Isur Aseh. Here he says that there's no Isur Aseh, and that's why there's no Chalolos. But yet the Ramban insists that Motziya Beget Minat Torah. He only quotes in the footnote Shari Chaim, but he doesn't tell you what the Shari Chaim would say about that. So we're really in the dark over here. And he says, "Ein baze isur asay el bitul asay kmo bogeres mukaseitz v'amayt sorach lahutzia beget minat Torah." And maybe what he's really presenting is our confusion here. How does the Ramban differentiate between the following two dinim? One din is whether he's allowed to remain married to her, and another din is whether she becomes a chalola and the child becomes a chol. L'chor it's hava atalia. It all depends upon whether there's an Isur Aseh, meaning a Lava Bamachal Aseh in the case of Be'ula Lekohen Gadol. I'm talking about a Be'ulas Atzmo. Now, here the Ramban seems to be posif al Shtei Aseifim. When it comes to Tzarech L'Garsha Beget, he holds that that's a requirement on Torah. In other words, he's obviously postulating a Lava Bamachal Aseh. But yet the violation of that Lava Bamachal Aseh is not enough to generate Chalolos. Well, why not? If it's an Isur Kohen, that a Kohen is not allowed to remain married to this Be'ula, even though she's Be'ulas Atzmo, then it should generate Chalolos. Now, I don't know if he answers this question. He seems to be leaving it as an open-ended question. Now, if you hold like the Rambam, that Be'ulas Atzmo is a Vlad Mamzer, so why does the Gemara say in our case that it's Ein Ruy L'Kaima, but it's Yesh Ba'Avaya? How can it be Yesh Ba'Avaya if the Vlad is going to be a Cholol? The Vlad is a Cholol because with this Bia, he makes her into a Zona and violates an Issa Dorais and Issa Kuhuna with a Lav and Malchus. If that be the case, then this is a case of Les Be'Avaya. Why does the Gemara say it's Ein Ruy L'Kaima, but it's Yesh Be'Avaya? Hakvar Bibir Rishona Have you chalola? Dechi heraba itzra alav ubigmar bia mashvile chalola v'suein ba'avaya chakach. According to the Rambam Shita, that if he goes ahead and marries this Be'ulas Atzmo, then he makes her into a chalola, which means that it's an isur be'ilas zona. Well, let's split the bia into two. There's the beginning of the Bia and the Sof Bia. Already at the beginning of the Bia, according to the Rambam, he generates an Isur Be'ulas Atzmo. And if he violates that Isur Be'ulas Atzmo, he's creating a Zona. And therefore, when he starts his bia, he has already violated the lav haba mechal aseh, which the Rambam maintains has the power to generate chalolus. Well, if that be the case, when he finishes his bia, he should be chay of malchus for bia zona on the gemar bia alone. So why do we say that in this case, where the Kohen Gadol was ma'anes a besula, that according to Rav Shimon, according to Shimon Teimoni, he would pay knas because it's ispe avaya? Why is it ispe avaya? When he gets to the gemar bia, then at that point he makes her into a zona. And he attributes this question again to the Shari Chaim. So let's just take a minute to open up the Gemara. And the Gemara says the following. This is on Daf Choftes Omid Beis. The Gemara says that according to Shimon ben Asya, Isha Ruya Lekaimo, according to Shimon HaTeimoni, Isha Sheyesh Bo Avaya. And the Gemara says, Ikebe Nayu, the son Daf Lamed Omid Aleph, Be'ula Kohen Gadol. Now, why would Be'ula Kohen Gadol be a case of Ispe Havaya if already at the beginning of Gemar Bia he has made her into a Chalola? Why? Because the Rambam says that with the Bia there's going to be a Lav HaBomachal Esei. And therefore, with Gemar Bia, he's violating the Issa Kahuna of the Lava Bomachal essay, and she should become a Zona, and right away, as soon as he completes his Bia, is less Be Avaya. He would violate a Lav Doraisa, and that's why the Rambam says there's he generates Chalolos.
No, it's just not
a
Gemara.
What do you say?
It's not an Ikeb Beinayim.
That's right. It doesn't qualify as an Ikeb Beinayim because even Shimon HaTeimoni would say that there's no Knas in this case because it's less Be Tfisas Kiddushin. Vosifu, and they added, I guess, fuel to the flame. And this is a Shiti Yashana. Dilafi Zeh Hadab Minab Kiddushin Daf Ayin Zayinam in Beis Koin Abol Achoso Zona. Mashvi le chalola. No, I'm sorry. Kohen abo alachos. Zona mashvi le chalola lo mashvi le. Okay. In other words, she becomes a zona at the end of the bia, and now if he'd have another subsequent bia with her, then she becomes a chalola. So the first bia did not. The first bia made her into his own, but only after he completes the bia. So he wouldn't get malchus on the first round for zona or chalol, but once he does the second bia, then it's a case of ba'al chalol. And the question is, why is it dafka chazur ba'al bia pshniya? Why do we have to wait till the bia shniya? Why doesn't he make her into a chalol already, the gemar bia rishona? So he's gonna answer this question with one approach, which is I think that of the Achiezer, and then he's gonna offer another approach. He says the following: Be'emes ba'ara nase zona. At the beginning of the bia, she becomes a zona. El she'ein koach b'tosefes bia. Ligrom psul chalolus de kula chada biahi. The aim of Chalkin Hagmar bia bifne atzma leposlal yedei ze. In other words, according to this first approach, we have to treat the bia as one entity, indivisible. We can't break it down to its component parts. So even though she's already a zona with chilas bia, but you cannot add a psul chalolus as a result of the gemar bia, because the gemar bia is part and parcel of the chilas bia, and we're not going to separate between the two. So if we cannot divide the two parts of Bia, then since at the first part of Bia he has not made her into a Chalol yet, so right, she only becomes Chalola after he finishes his Tchilas Bia, his Ara, then we're not going to say that now with Sof Ha'ara, which means Gmar Bia, he makes her into Chalola, because then you're splitting up the Bia into two parts. And we have a principle called Kula Chada Bia. Now, here he quotes the Sefer Makne. Let's see if we can figure out the Sefer Makne for a second. He says that. Just one second. So we have Ein Machalkin Esabia L'Shtayim, and there's a Tosus in Yevamos. Otu Dibra Masel Otu Dechayve Lavim Shenoflu Liyibum Hutru Rak Bahara Di Esei Docha Lotase. So normally, when we talk about a Yevama who falls for Yibim to an Erva, we're talking about an Issur Karis. And then there's no possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum. But if on the other hand, she was just Chayvei Lavim, and she falls for Yibum, so then we can apply the principle of Esei Docha Losasa. So an Esei cannot be Docha a Lav Chomur, but a regular rank and file Lav, it can be Docha. But here we have a problem. Why? Because the Esei Docha Losaseh only applies to Tchilas Bia. In other words, the mitzvah of Yibum is fulfilled with Ha'ara. The Gemar Bia Rishona is now a Bias Iser Lav without a mitzvah of Yibum. Because the mitzvah of Yibum is completed with Ha'ara. So therefore you cannot apply the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh. But it seems from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chof that we are actually splitting the Bia into two parts, the Tchilas Bia and the Sof Bia, and we're applying the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh to the beginning of the Bia, but not to the end of the Bia. So that's a little bit of a problem. Now in Os Pei Gimel, he has another sheet in the Achronim. Yesh Omrim. Okay, apparently this is the Rosh Yeshiva Tor V'Das of Shlomo Hyman. He says, Yesh Omrim, Do l'divrei Rashba yisod din d'chada bia lo meflaginon, hu di ein bia achas yichol ligrom shnei isurim. Now, one bia cannot generate two isurim. So either it generates the Isur Zona or it generates the Isur Chalol. Lachain b'koin shebal achoso lekum bein sharoa tassel sol zona. That at the beginning of the bia, she becomes a zona. Ubigmar bia yesh Isur Zona, since he now violates a relationship with a zona. V'nases Chalol, and the gmar bia is going to generate chalolos. Ela ad gmar bia lo chalol hashem zona. Memele ein kan Isur Zona. Ela Isur Achoso. Alright. So now what I'd like to do is to fast forward here to page Tuf Ayin Tes. You have that?
I think so.
Hopefully you have that.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll begin our discussion with a Rambam in Perek Aleph Minara Besua. Hoysa Anusa Zu Asura Olam Afilu Michaive Esei Afilu Shnia Hareza Lo Yisaena Shenemer Velo Siel Isha Isha Reuyolo. So notice, and we mentioned this in the past, that the Rambam elevates the status of a Shniyah L'arayas to that of an Erva. And basically, in the context of that equation, the Rambam says that velosia l'isha, meaning isha ruyala, would not apply in the case of a shnia. And the case of Mishnah asks, well, why is that so? Now we're talking about an isur derabanan. I can understand chayvei esei, which is doraisa. Deshapir ikal v'emer did mechlal. In other words, we're talking about a woman that he's not allowed to get married to because she is considered a chayvei esei, let's say, for example, a mitzri and adomi. So she's ena ru'uya lovo bekal. Okay. However, what does the rabbi mean by shnia? Midaraisa sharia. So therefore, as far as defining her as an isha ru'uyalo, she is an isha ru'uyalo.
He holds the rabbanan like a doraisa.
Oh, excellent. So that's what we discussed. I'm glad you remembered it with the Mishnah Lamelech in the name of the Maharaj Sasson. And he wants to suggest that we have to look at the lo sasa that's involved over here. Correct? Fine. But he says the following. If you recall, the Gemara asks on Daf Lamed Vav, on the Brice of Arayas and Shnias Larayas, where it says Elam Knas, Elam Arayas Mamash Shnias Midirei Sofrim, if we interpret this Brice literally, that the case of Shnios is a case of a Drabonon, is Midirais Achaz Yolei, Amai Elam Knas. You see that the Gemara is explicitly differentiating between a doraisa and a drabanan. The Gemara is saying that if you want to know whether she has knas, is she ru'uyalo or ain't a ru'uyalo, it really depends upon whether it's doraisa or drabanan. If the isa is doraisa, she's not ru'uyalo. But if the isa is drabanan, then she is ru'uyalo. Why? Because on a doraisa level, there's no isa. So in the case of shnias la'rayas, then, the Gemara insists that there should not be. There should be no problem of imposing a chiyuv knas. Now, according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, we have a serious problem here. Why? Because the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam would not allow for this kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara objects, how could it be that there's no knas in the case of shnios la'rayos? Well, the answer is because of lo sasur. But yet the Gemara says, "Midaraisa mechse chazile," that she's ru'uyalo, and therefore it's an isha ru'uyalo on a deraisa level. My kusha, hagei kshem she'im hoya asuros men haTorah. There would certainly be no knas. Why? Because the Torah says, "Velo siel isha ru'uyalo." So now, in the case of shnios, where the Torah itself excludes shnios based on the pasuk lo sasur, is then there should be no knas. So what was my up in arms and saying, well, there should be a knas. So Marash says that if not for the Kesef Mishnah, he would have a different take on the Rambam. Again, the Kesef Mishnah was bothered. How could the Rambam establish in the case of a shnia that there's no knas because she's not an isha ruyalo, and not only that, lo yisa ena, if we're talking about a drabana? How can you tell me she's an ena ru'uyalo on a drabana? So the Kesef Mishnah gave an answer, lo sasur, but that answer cannot be upheld in the light of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav that says v'deraisa chazil emayin lehem kdas. So he wants to offer an alternative interpretation of the Rambam. And he says the following: Harambam be'emes isur shnias hu drabana. We're not going to talk about lo sasur. El debasar demiut kra di ones. Once the Torah says that when there's an isur, then the mitzvah of lo siel isha is suspended. Is we have to apply the principle of chachamim emidu divrayim al divrei Torah. The Chacham wanted to have an absolute equation between their Isurim and the Torah's Isurim. If there would have been an Isur Torah here in this Erva, then he would not pay knas. Then we're going to say that if there's an Issa d'Rabbanan, he doesn't pay knas. And why is that? Because Chachom Emidu Divrei Emel Divrei Torah. And they're going to make it as if she was Asur, she was Asur Lo Minat Torah. And that's based on the principle of Yeshkof Biat Chachom Lakar Dov Minat Torah, V'Shevi Al Tasa. Now, if we go back to the Din Torah, then let's ask the question, what's the status of this Shneil Arayos as far as Knas is concerned? He says, L'inyin Knas, Hamidu Adovar B'din Torah. In other words, when did the Chachamim say, you know, we're going to insist that our Rabbanans are like a Din Torah? That's only L'chumra, but not L'kula, not to alleviate someone of his obligation to pay Knas. So as far as Knas is concerned, they're going to go back to the Doraisa Aloch, and they're going to say, well, you know what? She's muteris lo, she's ru'ilo minat Torah, and therefore you pay knas. When do they apply the principle of chacham emudi divrei al divrei Torah? That's only siag, asun siag la Torah. So if you're protecting the Doraisa, then you're going to protect the Drabbanan as well. And we're going to consider the Issa Drabbanan as if we're an Issa Doraisa. But as far as knas is concerned, that far we're not going to go. To say that we're going to alleviate him from knas because he's an Issa Shena Ru'ilo, and Kaviyachal as if the Torah says Shena Ru'ilo, because Chachom Emidu Divrei Emel Divrei Torah, that they wouldn't do if the ultimate agenda, the ultimate purpose is to exempt him from paying knas. Okay, so that's the Marash Sason. It's really a brilliant chafi, because you know, for the chachamim to equate a derabbanan, an isa derabbanan to an isa deraisa, I mean that I can understand, but for the sake of what? Of exempting someone of anhes from a knas, mm-hmm. when the Torah says he's chayav a knas, that really doesn't make sense. So why is it that the Mishle Melech rejects the Marash Sason? That's what bothers me. And again, keep in mind, we go back to the Gemara Lamed Vav, which makes absolute sense now in the Marash Sason, because Midoraisa Chazile Amai Elem Knas. Meaning here we're going to go back to the Doraisa Alocha. And that makes perfect sense in order to make sure that he pays Knas. Yeah, but the problem is going to be, what do we do with the Rambam? The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, that's where we started today, interesting. The way the Marash Sason is learning it, it's Harezu Hareza Lo Yisa Ena Avol Chayv Knas. Do you follow? We're not going to allow him to marry her, because we're going to apply the principle in Shnios Larayos of Chacham Emidu Divrei Emel Divrei Torah. So we're going to upgrade the Iser of Shnios to Kaviyochel and Iser Doraisa, but he pays Knas. B'docha Mishal Melech Es Dvarov. Why? What bothers him? D'vekama Mekomos Barambam Muchach Shechacham Emidu Divrei Emel Keneged Divrei Torah Af hecha deleka lo mishum siag lo mishum geder or goder. In other words, the Marash Sason wants to say that there's a limit to chachom hemidu divrei, but in truth there is no limit to chachom divrei. He wanted to suggest that it's only in a case of siag, and that means lechumra leisur. But we have many proofs from Shas that this principle of chachom hemidu divrei goes all the way. No exception. The Chacham just equated their enactments with the Torah law. Well, but now the Mishle Melech has to face the music and come up with another answer to what the Gemara means by Bindaraisa Chazile. And therefore, Amai Einlem Knas. Why is the Gemara saying Amai Einlem Knas? If Rabbanan Emidu Divrei Emel Divrei Torah, then for sure she does not get Knas. V'yasakusha miknas tirates the hadi aminon dishnios nismatu minatora mikra devolosi isha hanimili l'rav shimba minasya debate an isha rila kaimo l'viday nismatu shnios mihen mimitzisolosi isha hain miknas Avol Rav Shimon Tatimni to Dorish Ishes Rav Pshita Yesh Ba'avai Pshita the Shnius Lo Nismatu Klal Darei Tosin Ba'em Kiddushin. Wow, this is an amazing Mishnah. We're learning a lot of Sephardim today. The Ramam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishlo Melech, the Maras Sosa. These are all Sephardim. So Umamish in the Sephardic world. In Rishonim, that's never a chiddush, but in Achronim, it's a bit of a chiddush. So he says the following, that according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, we need an Isha Ruah L'Kaima. Now that means, according to the Mishnah Melech, based on many, many different Rambams, that Chachamim Amidu Devarim Kedivrei Torah goes straight across the board, even as far as Knas is concerned. And that makes her into an Isha She'eino Ru'uya L'kaima. According to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, she's excluded from Knas. Avol L'Rav Shimon HaTimni, who he holds that it all depends on Tfisus Kedushin, then Pshita, in the case of Shnios, there will be Tfisus Kedushin. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? If you're going to tell me, Chachom Amidu Devrem al Devrei Torah, they upgraded a Shniyah to the level of an Erevan, there's no Tfisus Kedushin in a Shniyah, then you're going to tell me that if someone else marries this woman, then we recognize and validate the Kedushay Sheni. Because the Kedushay Rishon were not Chal Midaraisa because the Rabbanah made her into an Erevan. The answer is no. The Rabbanah never went as far as to say there's no Tfisus Kedushin. There is Tfisus Kedushin. And that's why the Sheni can't be Makadisha. The Rishon can be Makadisha, even though she's a Shneel Arayas. Now, if that be the case, then if we go with Rav Shimon HaTimni, who says, Isha, the Yisbe Havaya, so here's a woman, the Yisbe Havaya, hence we understand the Ikabe Nayu, in this case of Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Or, shall we say, in the case of Shneel Slarayas. Now, I'm still not sure how is the Mishnah Gemara could interpret the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says that in the case of Shnios, there's no Knas. So the Gemara objects and says, Midaraisa Chazi Le'amai Ein Lem Knas. According to the Mishnah Melech, Chachom Emidu Divreim Al Divrei Torah. And that explains why Ein Lem Knas. I don't know. So let's keep that question in abeyance and let's take a look at Tavshin Lamed Ches. You remember, John, you opened up the Mishnah. Remember it was over many, many pages?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very long Mishnah. So at the end of this Mishnah Melech, Cholak ala kesef Mishnah v'alamar Soson, Marash Soson, Tenirvi devrem, Deikar pluta de Rav Shimon HaTimonim v'Rav Shimon Manasseh al mitzvahs lo seal isha. Now there's the whole issue, and this debate revolves around whether there is a mitzvah of lo seal isha or there's not. So therefore, for example, according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, in this case of a woman who's only ain't a real lekaima, but there is tefisus kedusha, like for example, b'ulah l'kohen gadol, is then ha'ones nose chayve esei u'shnius midivrei sofrim, and this is something that the Mishnah Melech can't tolerate. He's not going to be able to accept the principle of esei docha losas. Because you remember the Gemara on Daf Mem at the end of this parak is going to say that this is a different kind of an essay. Right? It's lo nichole. We try to educate her that she should say lo be'ina, because this depends upon her ratzon. So let's go over this one more time. If you're going to tell me, like the Kesef Mishnah, or la mara sason, and what are you going to tell me, that even in the case of Shneel, she becomes an Einarul Kaima, and as a result, he cannot marry her. But if you hold like whom? Like Reb Shimon HaTimni, that it all depends on Yispei Avaya, Lespei Avaya, here it's case of Yispei Avaya, and therefore he has to marry her. How could that be? We don't apply Esidokhalosa in the case of marriage to an Anusa, because it's Yomelo Be'ino, Lesalese Kla. So therefore, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah comes to the following conclusion, that the whole discussion in our sugya about Reb Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni is not about whether he should marry her or not. If she's an Einar Ruhi L'Kaima, then he doesn't marry her. There's no Esek Dochalosa. So, but really, it revolves around the issue of Knas. That according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, if it's impossible for him to create a Tfisas Kedushin with her, so then there's no Knas. What did I say? Did I say Reb Shimon ben Manasseh? Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. What I meant to say is according to Shimon HaTimni, because Shimon HaTimni is the one who says that it depends on Isbei Avaya, Lesbei Avaya. So again, the whole issue is going to be an issue of Knas. That according to Shimon HaTimni, since in this case of Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, it's a case of what? Isbei Avaya. If it's Isbei Avaya, then there is a Knas. According to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, it depends on Ruhi L'Kaima, Einar Ruhi L'Kaima. So since she's Einar Ruhi L'Kaima, therefore there's no Knas. But the discussion is not relevant at all to marry her.
Just Knas.
Because as far as Velosi Elisha is concerned, once she's an Einar Ruhi L'Kaima, there's no mitzvah of marrying her. Of Velosi Elisha. We cannot apply the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha in a case of an Isur, and there's no room for Esei Dochalosis. But the whole discussion is going to be whether you pay Knas. The Chaim Kasvi brings a whole bunch of Achronim, the Machnefayim, the Gra, they all agree. So let's take a look at Tafshin Lamed Tes. That's the bottom right on Tafpe. He says that the Achronim all gang up on this Maharas Sason, who says that the reason that he's not allowed to marry her if she's a Shnia is because Yesh Koch Liat Chachamim Lakar Dover Minator B'Shevi Altaseh. Why do they gang up on this? Because of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchus Naira B'Sula, in the case of Motzi Shemra, Nimtza Ba Ervas Dover, I'm sorry, Nimtza Ba Dvar Zima, So the Achronim ask, "V'hasam hare over alav delo yuchal shalcha b'kum v'asei." You want to apply the principle of Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim and Chachamim Midu Divrei Amal Divrei Torah. But here we're talking about a case of Motzi Shemra. And Motzi Shemra is obligated to marry the woman that he vilified, that he insulted, right? By accusing her of having an extramarital relationship. So in this case, what are we going to say to him? We're going to say to him, Yigarshenu beget. Because she's Asura Olav, he has to divorce her. Well, how can the Rambam apply that even to the case of Shnia, forcing him, as it were, to divorce his wife, when the Torah says, Velosi Elisha, and he's obligated to remain married to her. And not only that, by divorcing her, he violates a lav shel Torah b'kum v'aseh. The Rabbanim don't have the power to do that. But the Rabbanim is saying that if the Motzi Shemra is married to a shniel arayos, then the Rambam says in such a case, we're going to have to force him to divorce her. Well, that doesn't fit into the context of Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim, because then he's going to violate an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomav. And why are we forcing him to give a get to his wife? Because of Shniel's Derabbanan. That can't fit according to the Marash Sosa. Now let's just take a minute and think, what would be the counter argument? If we reject the Marash Sosan, then what are we left with? We left the case of a Motzi Shema, we're forcing him to divorce his wife and she's a Shnia. So we can't apply the principle of Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim. So what principle are we applying then? We're forcing him to divorce her, violated Iser of Lo Yuchal Shalcha. I don't see the alternative. Now, it's on the one hand, I know it's Kumbase to force him to divorce her. So here he's going to quote the Malbushe Yontif. If I remember correctly, that's Heller. Heller was his name. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm confusing the Tosis Yontif with the Malbushe Yontif. Ef Shalom came to Chachamim Asrua Allah, the Einaruyel Oli Isha, the Mele Nekar Allah, the Lo Yuchal Shalva. That's pretty radical of a chiddush to say that this is not called lo seal leisha because the Rabbanan made her asura midin shnius. Oh, I know what he means. He's saying lo yuchal l'shalcha means we're not going to give him the decision making power. You know, the capricious decision to divorce his wife. You know, he decided, Boker Tov, I don't like it today, I'm going to divorce her. That's what Lo Yuchal Shalcha. If there's a reason in Halacha for him to divorce her, not because simply he decided he wants to take, you know, it's a free country, you know, democracy, I'm going to divorce her. That he's not allowed to do in a case of Motzi Shemra. But since there's an Iser Alvina Drabonon to remain married to this woman because she's a Shniel Arayas, that's not called a violation of Yuchal Shalcha. It reminds me a little bit of the Rambam that they all quote, you know, about a surgeon if he's allowed to operate on his father. You remember that Shaila? It's a famous Shaila. Because of Chomel Ba'ovim, Maka Ovim. So they quote the Rambam. The Rambam says in Chovel that it's got to be Derech Nitzoyo, which means that a person assaults someone else because he's angry at him and he wants to rip him to shreds.
So incidental contact doesn't...
Right, incidental, or in this case for the sake of medicine.
Yeah.
So that's not called Derech Nitzoyo. Here also, this is not called the Derech of L'shalcha because the halach itself is, so to speak, compelling him to be mishalcha. So again, the Rabbana would not have the power to force him to divorce his wife and violate b'kumvasei the lo silisha. But what the Rabbana do is they create the iser, and mimela there's no lo silisha. The lo silisha falls by the wayside. We cannot override the lo silisha because that would be a kumvasei. But what we could say is that there's no lo silisha in this case. Because the get is being delivered not because he wants to be mishalcha, but because the Torah wants him to divorce her, in this case, in order to avoid violating the Issur Derabbanan of Shniyos.
Doesn't that proceed chronologically? The Shniya of the Derabbanan precedes the Motzi Shemra, doesn't it?
I would assume so. The Takana was made who knows when.
Right, so...
And she's a Shniya L'Arayah.
So...
Then he went ahead and he was Motzi Shemra.
Yeah, but you're Motzi Shemra on who? On your wife. She's not his wife.
And you want to know how he married her.
Or how it even gets to the status of being able to be Motzi Shemra. If she,
right. So I'm assuming you know, the iravon mukbal. I'm not taking totally that since it's tfisas kedushin in the case of Shneel Arias.
So that's enough to. Mm-hmm.
So he went and he married her, and she fits all the criteria of motzi shemra. She's a basula and she's a naira and so on. Then he says he's motzi shemra. So in such a case, he has to marry her. Alternatively, but you see, this I need your help, John. Yeah. Where is the Rambam's list? We never found the list of our of Shneels. Okay, we have to do that. If I had time, I would do it. It's in Isurei Bia. They don't have a Rambam La'am here. That's a cheating. You know, the Rambam La'am has an overview, an outline of the Rambam before every parent. I still use that. I don't know where it. Anyway, but here they don't have it. Actually, I may have a second copy. I should really donate it, just so we have to find a place to put it. I think it's somewhere at the beginning of Isurei Bia. He goes through the. But let me make the following assumption. And again, I may not be right. We'd have to look up the list of Shneels. That a woman could become a Shneel later on. Like, let's say, if you're allowed to marry your aunt, but let's say she, or in certain cases she became your aunt subsequent to the marriage by marrying your uncle. So again, I don't know. I have to be a bucky in Hilchus Shneis LaRayis. Then, at the time that he married her, she was not a. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm right. Not on a sefat. Took my motzi shem. So at the time that he married her, she was not a shneer. And then she became a shneer. So in such a case, we would force him to divorce her, because once she became a shneer, he has to divorce her. I'm just throwing out a possibility to answer your question. I don't know. The Rama writes in Perak Aleph Milchus Nair Pesu, that Chai Vei Esei Shneer Lo Yisa Ena Mashra Dim Konas Ein Tzarech Lagarsha. Oh, this is a whole different way of understanding the Rama. We thought that the Rambam was saying that in a case of a shniya in Motzi Shemra, he's obligated to divorce her. Right? It says, Hareza Yigarshena Beget. But the Rambam says, Lo Yisa'ena. Wait a minute, which Rambam is he talking about? That's. I was learning the Rambam Perek Gimel. Let's go back to Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, this you'll see on page Tafai and Tes, the previous Amud, the first line, is Haisa Nusa Zu Asura Olav Afilu Michaide Ese. Now you're still talking about Mitzir Adomi. Afilu Shnia Harezu Lo Yisaena. Interesting. The Rambam has Shnia on the list, but he says Lo Yisaena. The Rambam should have told me a bigger fish, that if he married her, we're going to force him to divorce her. The answer is, if he married her, we can't force him to divorce her, because that would be a violation of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yom. But one second, he's not talking about. Oh, Anusa. One second, Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yom. I have no choice here. I'm sorry, I apologize. I need a Rambam. Hilchus Isurei Bia and you know what? I'll need two different Rambams. I'll need the Rambam Kedusha and the Rambam Noshim, because Hilchus Naira is in the Rambam Chelik Noshim. Whereas Hilchus Isurei Bia is in Kedusha. It could be that the Rambam in Noshim will be sufficient for our purposes. You have Noshim? Let me start with Noshim for a minute. Thank you so much. And let's open up to Hilchus Naira Besula. And let's see if we could find an answer to that question. Okay. So the Rambam says the following. Misha Pita Besula, Konsinos of Mishkal Chamishim Sloim, V'cheinim onas osa. And he quotes the pasuk of V'nasan ha'isha shochevi mol avia nara chamishim kosev. Then he talks about ezo hi mefata ve'ezi onas. Fine. Then he says the following, that Halefuta Shalorotzas li nase la mefate, o Shalorotza avia litna lo, o Shalorotza hu lichnos, o Shalorotza hu lichnos, Harezet nose knasa, the holik. So, in other words, in the case of Mefuta, he has two choices, but we're not going to force him to marry her. He does have an option if she agrees and her father agrees to marry her, and then he doesn't pay knas.
It's not lo yukal hashal.
Oh, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that we're not going to force him to marry her. That's an option for him. Aval hanusa shall arotas he or avia linase laones is her shus biyadam. Vinosin knas rotas he via via vlorotza hu kofinoso vikones vinosin knas. So imagine if her and her father agree that he should marry her, then he gets a double punishment. Number one, we're going to force him to marry her, and at the same time, he pays knas. Shenemar velo seal isha harezu mitzase. And then the Rambam says, "V'ena motzi l'rtzono li'ol." Oh, he adds the word l'rtzono. That's like the derech nitzayim that I spoke about before. Shenemar lo yuchal shalcha kol yom harezu mitzus lo sase. Hoisa anusa surolo afilu michay ve'yesev afilu mi afilu shnia harezu lo yisaena. Now, what happens if he married her? The Rambam hasn't yet committed himself to the fact that we would have to force him to give a get. V'chein im nimtza ba'davar dvar zima acher shekonsa harezu yigroshena. Interesting. At what point does the Rambam introduce the compelling him to give a get? Only when he gets to nimtza ba'davar zima, which is an isa sota doraisa. But in the previous statement of the Rambam, when he spoke about a shnia, he said lo yisa'ena, but he didn't go as far as to say the imkansa harezu yigroshena. That he didn't write. So that's what he says over here. Yesh misha medayik midivre Rambam. It's a beautiful diuk that the Rambam's language lo yisa'ena implies that if he did go ahead and marry her in the case of shnia, then lo yigershena. Let's just think about that. Since there's a lav of lo yuchal agarsha, so we're going to tell him. Doesn't make any sense, because the Rambam in one breath mentions asura olav afilu michay ve'esei, and then he mentions shnia. So I understand your conclusion in the case of shnia. Maybe the isur shnia is not enough to trump the isolav of lo yuchal shalcha. But what about in the case of asura olav? Here again, the Rambam says lo yisaena. Surely the Rambam would say that if he married her, he'd have to divorce her. But the question is, the Rambam doesn't say that. He only says nitzva dvar zima. Then arezu yigarshena. I don't know how to get away with that. So again, he's saying that Heichashena Ruuya Lo Chivaso Torah. I'm sorry. Mashim Konas into the Sotvar of Chenim Nitzvah. Oh, so that we were machabing to this diuk that the Rambam he waits to Harezi Gershen until he gets to the case of Dvar Zima. V'shnia hatam mishun deligareish havi akiris dover min haTorah v'kuvase v'en koch hachomet. So he's going to have to remain married to her. Now I'm just wondering, what kind of marriage is this going to be? Is he allowed to have beer with her? Now, the Torah says lo yuchal shalcha, but the Rabbanan instituted an isur shniel arayas. So anytime he has beer with her, he violates. There's no mitzvah beer here. The Torah enjoins him from divorcing her. This is going to be really an interesting case that they're going to live in two bedrooms.
Not very happy.
Ubechayve essay. Oh, now what about chayve essay? This was my question. Let's see if he addresses my question. Ubechayve essay. Sided. Again, I think this is the. Who did we say before this is? I forget now. The Malbushe Yontif? Is this the Malbushe Yontif? Anyway, he says, Tzideid, Datam, Mishum Deliacha, Shenosa, the Ese Velosa, Se, Delo Yuchal Shalcha. The Ese Velosa, Se, Tzaf Yacha, leaving me Ese Lechude. Yeah, but what's he going to. But the first case in the Rambam is Asura Olam. The Dochazos. Wow, that's impressive. See, if we go forward by one single halacha, it says kohen gadol she'onas besula o shepitos areza lo yichnos. And then the Rambam says, "Imkanas yotzi beget." Why is imkanas yotzi beget? If imkanas yotzi beget in the case of a bu'ula l'kohen gadol, then with 100 kavachomers, how much more so in the case of an iser Torah? So this has to be rejected. But v'shuv kosav the essay the besula v'lo bu'ula. Bekiddushin, Yagida Beitalia, Lachain Tzorch Legarish, Val Korch. I'm sorry, I lost it here for a second. I apologize. Veshuv Kasa, the essay de Besula Velova'ula, Bekiddushin Dagid, oh, Tzorch Legarish, So what he means is that according to the Rambam, he's not allowed to remain married. He's a Kohen Gadol, can't remain married to Va'ula. Oh, you hear what he's saying? Wow, this is wild. There are two types of Isurim in Isurei Bia. One is, the Nisuin itself is Asur, regardless of whether he has Bia. And the other is an Isur Bia. And here's the difference between Kohen Gadol in the case of a Ba'ula and all the other cases. In Kohen Gadol, the Torah doesn't want the Nisuin because the Tosafot says Lo Yikach. So therefore, we have to force him to divorce her. We cannot allow him to maintain that Ishus relationship. But in other Isurim, it's always going to be an Isur Bia. So since the Torah says Lo Yuchal Ashalcha, we're not able to force him to divorce her, but what we can tell him is that he won't have beer. So that, like I said before, they're going to live in two rooms because he's going to maintain that marriage. He doesn't have the possibility of violating the Yisur Lav of Yaluchal Shalcha, but at the same time, it's an Yisur beer. So let's say, for example, she's a Mitzris Shnia or an Adomish Shnia. So we're going to tell him that if he marries her after the Ones, he's not allowed to divorce her because of the lo sasev lo yuchal shalcha. And if you'll tell me, but what about the fact that he's not allowed to live with her because she's a mitzvah shnia? The answer is einachinami lo yagarish v'lo yod lo yodur ima. I'll tell you, Rabbi, I'll say, if you would have told me this, I would have said impossible. The halacha could never recognize such a situation. Either the marriage is asur and you have to divorce her, or you can have a full-fledged, you know, marital life. He's saying there's something in the middle, a twilight zone, where on the one hand they remain married, like for example in this case of Mitzvah Shniyah, and we're not going to force him to divorce her, and we cannot ask him to divorce her because she's an anusa, and the Torah says liyuchal shalcha. But on the other hand, we're not going to allow bia because every single bia is a bia saver. And perhaps we can apply the same thing to a shnia, that in kanas lo yigar shena, but v'lo yadur ima. What is this abbreviation here? Yeah, right by the shin. What is that? The yeah. I couldn't figure out that abbreviation. Mm. Wow. Oh, excellent. The Efshel Kanishnayim. Who said it?
We're tied.
Wow, very good. Excellent.
It's a few lines above.
Excellent. I forgot it's Efshel Kanishnayim. Yeah. The Efshel Lekayim Shnei. Then he says, "Udvar Tzarch Iyun the Barama Per Gimel Minara Hanal Mivuar B'Motzi Shema Dechay VeEse Ushnia Megarish Beget." Well, let's just see if we can find that Rambam Per Gimel Alochahei. And the Rambam says, "Nimtza Badvar Zima." This is the case of Motzi Shema. Until now, we're talking about the case of Ones. Oh, Nimtza. So he's Motzi Shema. Now he finds Dvar Zima. Osha Nimtza Sasura Olav Michayve Lavim or Michayve Ed. I don't know what the word Nimtza means here. I think what he's saying is something happened after the marriage that made her into a Chayve Lavim or a Chayve Yese Afilu Shnia Harei Zeigar Shena Beged. Then the rabbi asks, well, the Torah commands him to marry her in the case of Ones or Motzi Shema. Why not say Asei Dov Halosa? And that the rabbi answers, because we teach her, you know, to say that she's not interested. Wow. So we just had a whole shtickle Torah, my friends, that starts with the Yesh Misha Diek and ends with the Efshel Kaib Shnehem, and we just rejected it. It's against the Rambam. Does he have anything in the footnote? No? The Mambusha Yantif. Wow. This is rare, you know, when you have a big shtickel Torah, and it's brilliant, and it breaks new ground, and it fits into a diuk in the Rambam, and then you turn the page in the Rambam, and you see it's exactly the opposite. Because the Rambam says, Harezu Yashena Beget. I don't know. That's a little embarrassing. And he quotes in the name of the Prima Gadim, no less. Now, let's go back to Kisi Adam for a second. This is a sugya in Chulin. And there's one man, the Omar, in Chulin that holds Ein Shechita Liof Min HaTorah. Okay. Now, in a case of Oaf, we have a mitzvah called Kisi Adam. And if you hold the Ein Shechita Liof Min HaTorah, then Hanocher Oaf Chaya V'Kisi Adam. Now, the question is the following. In the case of Kisi Adam, the Torah adds a condition that it only applies to a bird that you're allowed to eat. Okay, so let's see what goes on over here. Even though Ein Shechita Liof Min HaTorah, which means that according to this man d'yoma, we don't pass like this, if the bird dies, you're allowed to eat the bird, but on a drabbana level, you're not allowed to eat the bird. So would it be a chiyuv of Kisi Adam? Well, let's go back to the case of Mishnah. The case of Mishnah says that there's no velosia l'isha in a case of shniyas la'rayas. Why? Because the chacham eminu divrayim, or it's lo sasur, whatever way you want to go with it. So why does the Gemara say in Chulin, therefore, that there's a chiyuv of kisi adam despite the fact that the Rabbanan said it's not asher yochal, you're not allowed to eat this because the animal died without shechita. So on a deraisa level, it doesn't. I shouldn't say the animal; I should say the bird. Right? So on a deraisa level, according to this man, over the fact that the bird died without shechita, shouldn't bother me kiyuzeh. And for sure, he's chayav in kisi adam. But the problem is, once the Rabbanan instituted an iser that said that says until you shech this bird, you're not allowed to eat its flesh, then it no longer is included in Asher Yochal to generate a Chiyuv Kisei Adam according to the Kesef Mishnah. Because what's the Kesef Mishnah's logic? That you don't apply Velo Seal Isha in a case of Shnia because of Drabbanan. Here also, you shouldn't apply the principle of Asher Yochal if we're talking about an Isa Drabbanan of Nechira Ba'ov Muchach. We see from the Sugyan Chula the Keva Debin HaTorah Mutav Achila. We go back to the Torah description, and it says Asher Yochal, and guess what? On the Torah level, this is called Asher Yochal, because Ein L'Shechita Li'Of Min HaTorah. Why don't we use the same logic of the Kesef Mishnah and say that since Min HaTorah, I mean, why don't we use the logic of the Gemara Chulin here in Ksuvis, in the case of Shnia, and say that since Min HaTorah she's permitted to him, therefore it's considered Isha Ru'uyala. But I don't understand this Kasha, honestly. Am I missing the point here? Yeah, go ahead.
But the Kisadam is not an Isha or a little.
Exactly.
Isha, just doing an additional.
Yeah, Isha. I don't understand what he's talking about here. Yeah. What the Kesef Mishnah is saying is that I'm not going to allow you to violate Shnias La'Rais for the sake of the essay of Velosi Elisha because she's not Ru'uyala. Again, with all his Chidushim of Chachavim and Losos and all that. What does that have to do with the case of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam? You want to tell me that because the Torah says Asher Yochal, the Rabbanan said it's not Asher Yochal, therefore you're potter from Kisei Adam? Let's go back to the Chiyuv Doraisa. And the Rabbanan are not going to upset a mitzvah Doraisa. They're not going to take Kisei Adam and put it in the back burners. Okay, so I'm hoping that we'll get to Tafpei Aleph, the paragraph Ubibir Inyan Zeh. Because that's really a major shtickle Torah. But I just want to see if he's aware of this issue.
There's a long
footnote here in the name of the Shvus Yaakov. Does he touch on our issue here? Shnius goes with Achom Kei Doraisa Tikun. They made him an error. Fine. Does he say anything about Kisei Adam here? Ayin b'shvus Yaakov. Shvider arranges when the shnius goes were running fine. Came there and finished made a terva, and then he has a gemara in Yevamos. All right, I don't know if we want to go through Yevamos Daf Chaf. I remember from my childhood that Yevamos Daf Chaf is one of the most profound dapim in the whole Masechta Yevamos. It's about Tzaras Erva and Esei Dochalosas. I'm just going to see if I can ask them to maybe close the door. Okay. So let's just see. Okay. I'm not sure why out, but let's go on to the top. He says, V'gam loshen ha-gemara, right? Liel daf lamid vav amid aleph ainu medukta til divi abishnal amelech the sugya the hasam koiler of shimon atimni hachi tzorchay lahakshos he came in the shnios tafsi kedushin amai ain lahem knas. So again, according to Rav Shimon Hatimni, it all depends on isbe avaya. And the Gemara daf lamid vav says that since shnios is tafsi be kedushin, so therefore she should get knas. Ikar tam toli v'tfisa kedusha v'lo b'may dechazi le midoraisa. The Lashon HaShas is a little bit of a problem because the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav asks why in the case of Shnios does she collect knas? I'm sorry. Start again. Why in the case of Shnios does she not get knas? fact, the Gemara came into the Raisa Chazile Amay Ein Lem Knas. Now that sugya is going according to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, and according to Rav Shimon, I'm sorry, that sugya is going according to Shimon Atimni, correct? And what is the opinion of Shimon Atimni? He says it all depends on Yesh Ba'avaya. So the Gemara's language is a little bit strange. The Gemara shouldn't have said Chazile, because that reflects more of Shimon ben Menasseh. It should have said Tafsi Be'Kiddushin. In fact, according to the Kesef Mishnah, as we've said over and over again, she's not Chazile, because the Rabbanon said that Shniyos are considered like Doraisa, like an Issa Doraisa, and therefore it's Enaru L'Kaima. But the Gemara is going here according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, and it all depends on Ispe Avaya or Lespe Avaya. So why does the Gemara use the language came into the Raisa Chazile? The Gemara should have said came into the Tafsive Kedusha, which is the Aloch and Shniyos. But I'm just not sure why he juxtaposes this question here in this paragraph. What's it got to do with the top half of the paragraph? He was asking, according to the Kesef Mishnah, what is he going to do with the case in Chulin? Now he says, Loshen HaGemara Li'el, Eina Medugdok, V'Ladivrei HaMishnah L'Melech. Now he's going back to the Mishnah.
He gets into it a little bit further down. He comes back to it.
Yeah, I just want to digest this for a second, and then we'll go back. He says, L'Divrei HaMishnah L'Melech, T'Sugi D'Hasim Koy L'Rav Shimon HaTimni. So Gemara should have asked, Vishnias Tafsi Kiddushin Vamayelim Knas. All right, I'm just leaving that as a question. I'm not sure why he doesn't press the return button here. Okay. Ubedira inyon yesh lomar. Tehine yesh lodun. That's another way of saying yesh lachkor. The mitzvahs velo seal isha eino mitzvahs bia. That makes sense. I mean, the Torah just wants to maintain the marriage. In fact, before he said that lo yigar shenev lo yodur imo, you remember that paradox? So just the Torah wants to the Isha's relationship should continue. Okay, fine. Now, what does he gain for that? Oh. Umay de makshina besugya and mema mitveis leise esse velitcheis losas. That's a little problematic because we're talking about the essay on the bia, and now we're saying there's no essay on the bia. Whom yishiv de ksiv be krov losi alish that shina mina de be inon isha ruy lekaima. Vahainu shetehelo ishu le isha, she should be his wife, kiderech ishus. So again, it's not that the bia itself is the mitzvah, but the bia itself is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah. You hear what he's saying? It's not inherent in the bia, like in the case of Yibum. Here the Torah only talks about kicha. But since there's halacha of velosia leisha kederech ishus, therefore she has to be ruia lebia. Lekach, im tia suralo, tisbatel a mitzvah legamri, because although they can live as husband and wife, but they won't really be living as husband and wife. Mishmachi shaper shayachocha esei dochalosas. So he's saying that it's an interesting lomdus here, that normally esei dochalosa means that the esei is inherent in the maisa, and the maisa therefore is docha the losa. So here the esei is fulfilled through the bia, but not that the bia is the essay. The bia is a necessary precondition in order to achieve the mitzvah, and that's enough for essay dochalosas. It sounds a little like the sugi machshirin. You know what I mean? Let's say, for example, I have to buy a lulav in order to fulfill lukach melchem. So you wouldn't say essay dochalosas at the point of buying the lulav, that I can override a lav for the sake, for the greater goal. You know, the means to the end of fulfilling the mitzvah. But here it's not machshirin. Why? Because the marriage relationship of Kederach Ishus requires that she be Re'uil Abir.
So what are we going to say?
That if you're going to insist on the Isur, then they'll never be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why? Because if you insist on instituting the Isur, then they'll never have a Derech Ishus, and the whole Mitzvah is gone. So in such a case, we can say Esei Dochalos Aseh. And what does that mean? That for the sake of the essay, we're going to have to say that the Isur itself is not going to form a barrier to prevent the essay. That's a whole new Allah of Esei Dochalos Aseh here. I don't know how this fits into the general sugi of Esei Dochalos Aseh.
Is that also or not?
You're talking about the whole entity of the Easter. We're taking the whole Easter and we're throwing it overboard. Do you follow what I mean? We're not looking at the Meiser, we're looking at the Easter. And he's saying that if you can insist on applying the Easter, then Tisbata and Mitzvah Lagamre, because they'll never have a possibility of being Makayim and Isha Derech of to Havaya Derech Ishus. Ulafize, Yesh Lachalik Ben Shnios, the Mitzvah. The losiel ishal ben shar isurim derabbanan dinechshavim roui, which I'm not exactly sure what he means by shar isurim derabbanan. I guess he's talking about kisi adam, maybe about oath and chira. And he says that with regard to general isurim derabbanan, it's considered roi because min hatorah it's mutar. The hasam lo beinon sheyia roy lekaima inyan befal el sheyia hadavar roy. Right. In other words, we're looking at this oaf, and we're asking if this oaf is roy lachila. Again, lemaisa, I'm not going to be able to eat it because I'm enjoined from eating it because of the drabbanan of nechira. And kevin shemina Torah roy. You know, this bird is roy. Elo, what is some sort of an Issa Drabbanan, that's called Roy, and therefore the mitzvah of Kisi Adam will apply. So when the Torah says in Kisi Adam Asher Yochal, it means it's Roy Lachila. The fact that I can't eat it before is because, you know, I have to listen to the Chachamim and they're tying my hands and saying I'm not allowed to eat it. But in our Torah, we view it as Roy. Avol b'mitzvahs v'lo siel isha. In other words, the Torah wants this mitzvah to be fulfilled by consuming the marriage, which has to be kederach ishus. Just one second. What is he saying now? I said, I have to get the facts on the ground here. You want to open the door, John, so we'll know if they're starting mincha. It should be in about a minute or two. He says, "B'mitzvahs v'lo siel isha, v'in inshitei ru'ilo b'fo'al." Oh, it means that this mitzvah is only meaningful if he could have this marriage relationship. But on the ground, the facts on the ground are such that he's not allowed to have this relationship because of lo sasur. Is therefore. Therefore, the halacha is going to be, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that he cannot marry this woman. And even if you'll tell me, wait a minute, the Isur here is not an Isur Bia. One second. What do you mean it's not an Isur Bia? Because what? Ah, I'm almost there, but what does he mean, V'eino Isur Bia? What's he talking about? The mitzvah of lo siel isha is not a mitzvah per se, but if there's no possibility of creating that ishus and that kicha, which is called kederach ishus, because of the barrier of an isur bia, even if that isur bia is only b'toras lo sasur, then the mitzvah is completely gone. Why? Because the mitzvah depends upon the befal. In the case of the mitzvah kisi adam, it depends on the roi. On the fact that on a Torah level, this meat is edible. There's no Isra in the meat. And therefore, even though there's an Issa Drabanan on the Torah level, it's Roy, hence there's going to be a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. But in the case of a Lo-Seal Isha, it all depends upon whether you can actually consummate and implement a marriage that's Kinderach Ishus. And if there's an Isser, even if that Isser is only a side Isser, but nevertheless, it's going to make it impossible for him to be Makayim the mitzvah of a Lo-Seal Isha. And that's the Kesef Mishnah. So B'li Neder will try to, if we can, to pick this up tomorrow.